Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today we're continuing to talk about the idea of being a great boss. And one way to do that is to take interest in the lives of your employees. Now, one thing is for sure, and that people are complex. We have challenges, we have successes both inside and outside of work. And what happens very frequently is that some of those personal challenges have an impact in the workplace. So let's say you've got this great salesperson, high energy, works really hard, but this particular salesperson is going through a difficult divorce, and they're just not operating at the same level as they were before. So if you were to have regular open conversations with this person, where you discuss aspects of your life that you share, and they would hopefully share some things from their life outside of work, that's a great way to start to open them up and to get them feel comfortable speaking to you and really to establish trust. And it can begin as simply as a discussion on what they did over the weekend. And from that point, you'll get a sense of whether they're willing to open up or not. But what I've found is if you're willing to open up, they typically will as well. And so as you have these interactions, start to take notes about the names of family members, the circumstances that they're in. And then when they tell you about an ongoing situation, whether it's a good situation or a bad one, take interest. And then as you check in the next time, ask for updates on that conversation. And as you do that, refer to their loved ones by name. And if you hear that a family member is ill, give them flexibility. Right? And by flexibility, I mean, okay, if they need to work from home or they need to take a personal day here or there to care for the person, that's what really builds the loyalty. And as you do these things, they're going to see that you care, and caring creates the security in the eyes of the employee. And as I suggested earlier, it just solidifies loyalty. I can't tell you how many stories I've heard of a great boss providing an employee with some flexibility during a difficult time. And what ends up happening is they create a loyal employee that will go above and beyond for the boss and for the company. So just taking an active interest in what people are all about, asking them questions, sharing from yourself, and getting them talking, and then just being there for them. You know, being a human being, it's the platinum rule again, right? Not only how would you like to be treated, but how would they like to be treated? And applying these principles to real life situations and realizing that not everybody has you know, a smooth ride through life. We all have difficulties. We all have challenges. But wouldn't it be wonderful if we all had bosses that would be there for us, be understanding for us, and provide the flexibility we need during some of these times? If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher to pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. And use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to be concluding our discussion on being a great boss. But for today, start to take interest in your employees if you haven't already. Share some things from your life. Find out some things about their lives. And be as flexible as you can for them when they need you to be there.